This is recording 6 of 6 from Neil Walters at HebrewResources.com. I'm in the process of creating another audio that I'd like you to listen to, which will walk you through some of the products that I sell on my website, and it will help you identify which products would be good for you based upon your learning needs and your learning styles. Also, I want to briefly tell you right now about a new program I'm working on that's going to be available very soon. Right now, I'm recording this at the end of December 2005, and hopefully in January, February 2006, I'll have this new program available. I don't even have a good name for it yet. It's been about 8 years since I created At Home with Hebrew. And so now after this sort of long vacation, I'm creating an entirely new series of Hebrew learning products. I don't even have a name for them yet. The concept is that you will learn like a child. As I said earlier, even the three-year-olds in Israel speak Hebrew. So how hard could it be, right? Recently, I had some friends that went to Israel and they spent about 6 months there. And they lived on a kibbutz, and their oldest child was actually probably about 5 years old. And it's just amazing how much Hebrew he picked up over there in 6 months. And so the point is, you have to be able to learn like a child. Now, did he know grammar? No. Did he know how to spell? Probably not. But he could speak a lot of Hebrew. And they said his parents would always ask him, you know, Asher, what's the word for this? And what's the word for that? And the five-year-old would be telling his parents, you know, what these vocabulary words were. So the program I'm creating, it's going to be both computer and non-computer, is the idea that you have to learn like a child. So the first product I will create will probably be something like Hebrew Kindergarten. And so far what it includes is 8 children's stories. And they're not just for children, they're for adults. But the point is, they're very simple stories. They're basically something that used to be called a reader or a primer. Do you remember the books that used to be called like See Spot Run? Spot Runs Fast, See Jane Run, Jane Runs, whatever. Those were called readers or primers. I also found a list of what's called the Deutsch word list of the most commonly used 220 words that children in the first and second and third grade need to learn to read. And so in my kindergarten, I give you maybe 40 or 50 of those words. In the first grade, I'll give you more, the second grade, and so on. So eventually what I hope to have is a whole Hebrew learning course where you start out in kindergarten with the very basics and then you work your way up. At the time of this recording, I have the computer software almost completed. I also plan to basically create something almost like children's storybooks with the exact same stories and audio CDs that teach the same vocabulary. All the sound files are recorded by an Israeli, so when you're using the computer program, you can basically put the mouse over any word and you can see the English translation and transliteration of that word. So for instance, if the word was shalom, it would spell it out S-H-A-L-O-M. Then when you click on the word, the lady would say shalom. And then it would also tell you that the English meaning of that word was peace, wholeness, or well-being. In addition to hearing the words independently, each sentence has also been recorded so you can hear what the whole sentence or phrase sounds like at full speed. So you choose whether it's one word at a time for very beginners and then the whole phrase or sentence when you're ready for it. Listening to the whole sentence at a time helps you with your fluency and for listening to nuances of the language and helping you develop a proper accent. This program presumes that you're already able to sound out the Hebrew words, so you already need to basically have completed the 13 lessons that come with At Home with Hebrew, the 13 lessons that teach the alphabet. So hopefully in the next few weeks or months, I'll have another audio created that will walk you through some of the products that I sell on my website to help you know which one is right for you. I really want to thank you for listening to this audio. As a matter of fact, I want to give you a coupon code, and that is AUDIO18, AUDIO18, all capital letters, and that will give you $5 off your first order from HebrewResources.com. So if you put a product in your shopping cart and then you want to check out, there's a place where it says enter coupon code. You just type in AUDIO18, hit enter, and then you're going to enter your name and address and so on, and that will give you $5 off your first order. So I really want to thank you for listening to this, and I really want to encourage you to have fun with learning Hebrew. This has been Neil Walters at HebrewResources.com. Please be sure to visit our website now to view a sample video of the At Home with Hebrew program. That's HebrewResources.com.